This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. I'm Lily from Shawnee, Kansas. I'm 11 years old and I'm interviewing Fumilola Fagbamila, who was the narrator of last week's episode of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. If you haven't heard last week's episode, now is a good time to go back and check it out. Fumilola, would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Fumilola Fagbamila. I am a professor of Pan-African Studies. I'm a community organizer. I'm an artist, a playwright, and somebody that believes that the world can be better than it is now.
Why did you feel so strongly about reading Queen Nanny's story?
I feel like Queen Nanny is really the definition of audacity. She was willing to put her life on the line for the collective, and the level of selflessness in order for the collective to be able to live and survive and have the potential to thrive, for me, is an example of how I want to attempt to be helpful in the world.
You were involved in the Black Lives Matter movement from the beginning. What does it take to be an organizer?
It takes courage, energy, intention, strategy. It takes a willingness to know how to communicate with people in ways that are oftentimes uncomfortable and difficult, and being willing to do that regardless of sometimes how uncomfortable it is, because transformation does not come unless there is some level of discomfort. That's something about being an organizer, is that you can't shy away from that type of work. And it doesn't mean that it strips you of your joy. You can definitely, and I talk about this really often, you can definitely be engaging in transformation and also find joy in your life. So to be an organizer does not necessarily mean that you don't live a happy life. It means that you find joy in doing the things that need to be done in this world, find joy in doing the things that are most urgent and most productive. If you can do that, then I think that one can find themselves doing the work of social justice organizing.
This April, Greenlight and Rebel Girls have joined forces to celebrate Financial Literacy Month, teaching you everything you need to know to be smart with your money, now and long into the future. The Greenlight debit card and money app empower kids and teens to learn to manage their money confidently and offer parents peace of mind. Set up chores, pay allowances, and get spending notifications, all with flexible controls and real-time updates. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. And now, back to the show.
How does activism factor into your art?
Activism is at the center of my art. It can be many different things. Activism is the way in which you present information to the world through an artistic lens that is something that helps people to understand what exactly needs to be changed in the world. So for me, art gets to the heart. Art gets to the heart of things, whereas maybe books, and books are beautiful, but books kind of get to the intellectual side of things. You have conversations where you're getting to the intellectual side of things, the debates politically, socially, culturally, economically, that maybe they can change people's minds about things intellectually. But art actually moves the heart. It can move the body. It can move the person to want to change, to want to transform something, to want to change things in a way that maybe if they just understand it intellectually, it won't necessarily move them to do what is necessary. Something about art moves us at our core that maybe being challenged intellectually doesn't necessarily always do. So art is at the center of transformative movements historically in this world. And if you look in the history, you found that art always is somewhere in the middle of social transformation.
Thanks, Fumilola.
Rebels, tune in next week for a new episode on motocross superstar Ashley Filak. Read by American soccer player Kalia Ojai.
If you like this show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Stay Rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.